All right, 3, 2, and 1. 7 minutes past 7. Hello and welcome back to Sports Ale for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. Now, ahead in this hour, we've got Frank Panisi, Jared, the godfather of the Melbourne Storm. They're going like
gangbusters. You get a game for them this week.
Well, they are dropping 12 of 17, so maybe I would. Not sure rugby's my sort of game, though. Sorry, league. Australian quick Mitch Stark, back in Australia after the successful tour of the UK, and our own Ash Brown is going to join us for his weekly look at what's happening.
He'd be in tears, Mitch. Mitch would be in tears. His favourite player at the Giants, Zach Williams.
Really? Mm. Gone?
Yep, gone. And he's a big Giants man.
G-A-W-N. Gone.
Max Gorn. Same as the bloke who got in the All-Australian squad this year, today.
Mm. Well, may the force be with him. But off to kick off the hour, let's continue. Did you like that, May?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, good.
Let's continue our reviews of the AFL fallen 10 sides, of course, who have packed up and will not be playing in the final series. And we did Adelaide and, of course, North Melbourne yesterday. Let's go to 16th position where we find the Sydney Swans, Jared. 5 wins and 12 losses.
Yeah, disappointing season in some respects. No Buddy Franklin once again. Lots of injuries. Heaney out. So it was never going to be a stellar year as far as wins and losses for them, given those major omissions. Lost their ruckman as well, their number one choice ruckman, who may need to be replaced, I've got to say, given that he's getting to the wrong side of 30 or getting close to 30. But it was a year for me that was fantastic from a Sydney Swans perspective because they played a much, much better brand of football, not as far as wins and losses is concerned, but a brand that is much better to watch and a brand that I think will take them to the places they want to go to.
So in simple terms, Jared, they've thrown out the long down the line and they try to use the angles, switch the ball, move it faster.
So if you just picture the way that North Melbourne have tried to play the last the last season and a bit under Reece Shaw, that's the way the Swans have been playing for the last decade.
Yep.
And okay, they won a couple of premierships doing it and that's fantastic, but it's been a grind watching and it's been a real grind watching when you're not winning flags. I reckon what's whoever's made the call and persuaded Horse, and it may well have been Horse himself, to be a little bit more adventurous with the football, has really just freed them up. And you know they have played a far, far better brand of football. The highlight win for the year, no doubt, was their 41-point thumping of the Giants in round 12. It would have tasted really sweet, given that they haven't beaten them for a fair period of time.
Yeah, and they had 5 wins. I'm probably forgetting a couple, but they had 2 games that they threw away, really. Mm. They never should have lost to Carlton after going up by 40 points, and they probably shouldn't have lost to Geelong on the weekend. Should have been further up, and they should have lost the Gold Coast. So, you know, there's 8 wins, and then it's all of a sudden a very different feeling season. But you have liked the way that they've played, and I guess when you talk about the coach, Jared, and we were both critical of the Sydney Swans giving John Longmire the deal that they did in the end, but has the fact that he's changed his game plan made that decision look different in your eyes now?
No, I'm just not a fan of long-term coaching contracts.
Yep, nor am I.
I think that it's okay to sign them up long-term as long as your payout figure is as it's deemed to be now with the clubs on the drip from the AFL 6 months only. I don't think there was any need. John wasn't leaving. The club loved John. John loved the club.
But they blinked first, didn't they?
Absolutely,
really.
They blinked.
North Melbourne.
It was a silly decision by Sydney. And it's got nothing to do with John himself. But he's been there a long time, John Longmire. And to sign a bloke who's been there a long time for another 5 years is too much of a commitment. I don't think it wouldn't have needed to be anything more than a couple of years.
So at the start of the year, I remember you said on this show that you wanted to see the Swans, you wanted to see who was in the next generation.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to be in the next generation of kids coming through. Who did you like the most from this year? Was it Rowbottom? Was it the flashes of Stevens that we saw? Was it McInerney late?
Well, I reckon Rowbottom showed to me that he could be the player that they draft him to be. I wasn't convinced last year, so I was really impressed with some of his inside work this year. To me, I think they've got themselves a 200-plus game player. That wasn't evident as much last year, but some of his really good games this year were very, very promising. McInerney was a late bloomer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He came through really well. Tom McCartan.
Where's his best position?
Oh, it's absolutely centre half back. No question about that. He was experimented there with their late last year and struggled, and I reckon he was there early this year and struggled. And yet the back half of this season, he was comfortable. Mm. He was attacking. And I suspect that he's found himself a spot, and they've found themselves a really handy player. Stevens, not a bad first year, not a great first year, hasn't been nominated for the Rising Star. So
in and out of the team.
In and out. He's got a long way to go, but I think anybody who has watched his games knows that there's a big upside to him. So he's a promising watch. Nick Blakey, disappointing year. Had some moments, had some bad moments. So yep. He needs to knuckle down, get his head clear, work out what he's going to do with the football, put on some weight, and get back to business. His first year was much better than his second year.
Yeah, and they played him in more positions this year, didn't they? Threw him into the middle a little bit. They used him in halfback at times.
Yeah, they had to do that. They had to find somewhere where he was going to get some footy because he really struggled up in that forward half.
What do they need, Jared?
They need Buddy to be fit.
Mm.
They need another key forward to replace Buddy and to take some pressure.
And another mid.
They need two more or three more mids.
Yep.
They really do need to bolster that midfield. They need another key forward, although Tom McCartan has probably filled that. Rampy comes back, so they're probably one short.
Is it Joe Danaher at the right price?
I wouldn't pick Joe Danaher. I don't think he's got enough score on the board to be at the right. What's the right price? Third round draft pick, absolutely.
Well, he's a free agent.
Okay. Well, if he's a free agent, you probably have a sniff.
Yeah, because they were going to give two first-round picks last year.
Mm.
So anything less than that.
They're never going to give two. Well, they're going to give two first?
Yeah.
It was pick five and...
No. Five is what they were getting. Five is what they had.
Yep.
They were going to keep nine, which they got for Papley.
Right.
If Carlton...
So it's going to be five and nine.
No, it was going to be... Essendon wanted five and nine.
Yeah.
It was going to be five and next year's first-round pick, which is this year's.
Well, I'm glad they didn't do that deal.
Let's move on.
In fact, that would have been one of the worst deals in Swans history.
Unless they got him fit and he kicked 60 goals and won the Coleman.
Yeah, but they didn't. He couldn't. If he didn't get fit in Essendon, why was he going to get fit in Sydney?
Well, different clubs. Different things can happen.
Different holy water.
Okay. Move from the Sydney Swans, who finished 16th, to the Hawthorn Footy Club, who finished 15th. Jared, what did you make of their year also at 5 wins and 12 losses?
They were my disappointment of the year. I thought that they would force their way back into the eight based on their form in the second half of last year. They didn't have many positives. They got a couple of kids coming through. Will Day was their highlight. But, the next biggest positive was probably round 18. They didn't handle the hub at all. They had a great win against Richmond. Then they went away and it just all fell apart.
Mm.
And Clarko's got a big job replastering it back together.
Their low point, I reckon, like they had a 7-game losing streak between rounds 11 and 17.
You got whacked by Adelaide, who hadn't won a game.
Then they got smashed by Adelaide at the back end of that. James Sicily going down really hurt him, I reckon.
Yeah, but they were midway through their losing streak when he went down.
Absolutely. But I just reckon it was, a boxer on the ropes that just copped another hit.
Yeah.
Because he was their shining light for a moment. I guess the biggest question on Hawthorn, we've talked a lot about their year, Jared, is where you see them short to medium term.
Well, short term, I see them out of the eight for 3 years.
Wow. It's hard to argue with that, but the players that they've got,
Like who?
No, as in the players that they went and got.
Yes.
Like a Tom Mitchell, for instance.
Yep.
Like a Chad Wingard.
Yep.
Wouldn't have been arriving in the club thinking that's the direction they were going.
No, that's the punt you take, as we discussed with Lee Matthews. Sometimes you got to be wary of false gods.
And they went all out to get Tom Lynch and missed out on him?
They did. I mean, Tom Lynch is a game changer. If they could get him, they've already got a reasonably good midfield. They've struggled to find a forward. I mean, Jack Gunston was their best forward. Had a really good year, Jack Gunston. And yet he may not be there next year, as you keep telling me. He's no certain to be gone.
I agree. Yeah, he's no certainty either way. And Jono Patton just hasn't worked.
No, I'd give that another 12 months. I don't think you'd write John Patton off at this stage. I'd certainly give that another 12 months. But
can Mitchell Lewis be a key forward at Hawthorn for the next 6 to 7 years?
I wouldn't have thought so, but who's to know? I mean, I haven't seen enough of Mitchell Lewis, and I don't think he's been in the side long enough to determine one way or the other. What do you think?
I haven't seen enough positives for him to say that he's always in the starting 18.
Mm.
So, Jed, we know Stratton and Puopolo are gone.
Yep.
Burgoyne goes around again. Would you keep the likes of James Frawley and Isaac Smith? Or would you try to get them to another club and get something in the door trade-wise?
No, I'd keep them.
Okay.
I think having been in a club where we won one game for the year, it is so bloody demoralising that, you know, football just isn't fun. And it turns your club into somewhere where you don't want to go.
Which is what Carlton and Melbourne found.
That's right.
Yep.
So Clarko has got pulling power in his own right. Hawthorn have been a great club for – they've been the greatest club in the AFL history. No doubt about that. Since 1960, I know that's not AFL history, they have been the best club in the land.
In as far as success.
In as far as success. You look at the premierships, they have been superb. I'm not quite sure now where it sits with the AFL. I think the West Coast are right up there with the very best. Hawthorn would certainly be there. We'll do that table maybe tomorrow night, Scoop.
What are you talking about specifically? Flag wins?
Flag wins in the AFL. I mean, it's
not okay. So like Carlton and Essendon ridiculous. On 16.
So had this discussion count, about conflating both AFL and VFL. Yeah, bit I'm of a nonsense. So let's do that tomorrow night.
A quick reason for optimism for Hawks fans for next year.
I think they're going to the draft, and then they're going to the draft with all guns blazing for the first time since Clarko got there.
In 2004, when they got the likes of Lewis and Roughhead and Franklin and Mitchell.
So that's their optimism. Hopefully they can nail a few. Hope they can see them and they'll go back again next year and do what Fremantle did. Make the decision. We're going to come back through the draft. They pick up six or eight kids, good kids, and they generate the enthusiasm and the rebound.
You know, funny thing about talking to – you've probably got a lot of Hawthorn friends, as I do. You talk to Hawthorn supporters and most of them are like, yeah, we're no good, but won four flags in the last 12 years.
Exactly.
So I'm not sure we'll complain. Tomorrow night we'll do the Suns and the Bombers. Oh, it's going to be interesting reading for those two sides. More sports day ahead.
How bad was the Suns second half?
Aussie quick. The second half of the year was shocking.
Smelly.
Aussie quick Mitchell Stark to join us next. We might even ask him about his Giants.